After 24 years on the air, Oprah Winfrey announced on Friday she would end her show, The Oprah Winfrey Show, in September of 2011.
After much prayer and months of careful thought, I've decided that next season, season 25, will be the last season of The Oprah Winfrey Show. These years with you, our viewers, have enriched my life beyond all measure.
There are few talk show hosts who've interviewed as many big-name actors, authors, and political dignitaries. Oprah's talked to them all. And this got us thinking about who might be chosen as the guest on Oprah's very last show. Never mind, it's almost 2 years away. For ideas, we've called Chicago Now blogger and WGN-TV reporter Marcus Leshock. On his blog, The Leshock Value, he lists some 20 or so contenders for this final guest chair. And he joins us now. Marcus, welcome.
Hello, Jennifer.
So in your blog, you take the attitude that it's never too early to speculate about something like this.
No, of course not, especially not on the internet. Yeah, I finally have stopped crying here in Chicago. So many people are so upset about this. We were just talking about this in our newsroom. Could any other person ever on television announce that they were going to retire in 2 years and it'd be like front page news? It's unbelievable.
So looking ahead then, give us some of your contenders. Who might be that big time last guest on Oprah?
Well, you know, I started the list just looking at people who have been on Oprah frequently. Somebody like Chris Rock, I believe, is the in the lead with 11 times being on her show. Others like Jim Carrey, Julia Roberts, people who might have been more popular about 10 years ago. But from the people who have been on there very frequently, one of my favorite guests is Will Smith. Anytime he's on the Oprah show, something wild happens. Doesn't matter if whatever he's promoting is garbage or anything like that. But whenever Will's on, it seems to be a very exciting show. He could be a fun last guest.
Well, I think we have a clip of one of his appearances there. Will Smith was a guest on the show in November of last year. Here's just after the election of President Obama.
The Chicago Sun-Times that just had the picture of him, and it had the only headline was Mr. President.
Wow.
I saw that. Just saying it now makes me a little...
Oprah, I'm not going to be... I'm an action hero. I can't be crying on your show.
I know. Did you cry?
I won't be crying at stuff, Oprah. But listen.
I was crying. I was...
Okay, so Will Smith can go on Oprah and cry there. Maybe he doesn't do that anywhere else. What's a number two pick?
A number two pick, of course, if we want to keep it on the celebrity front, Tom Cruise. How about ruining another couch on the Oprah Winfrey set?
She's probably got another one ready for him there.
I'm sure she like snaps her fingers and a couch just appears out of nowhere, Oprah Winfrey. But that appearance had to be one of the most bizarre and captivating appearances ever on television.
And this is, of course, when Tom Cruise declared his love for the lady who would become his wife, Katie Holmes. And let's relive a bit of the moment here.
We've never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Have you ever felt this way before?
So maybe she'll get some more jumping around there. What about, let's go for a third. What's pick number three?
One for me, I would be very interested to hear from Mr. Stedman Graham. Are you familiar with who Stedman is?
I'm not.
Well, Stedman is Oprah's longtime boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Who has lurked behind the scenes of this whole mess over the last 25 years or so. I'd love to see him get up there on the stage and tell us some tales. I'm sure he has plenty of things to talk about what it's like to date Oprah.
And see if she can get him to get as personal as some of the other folks.
There you go. And another one that's a personal favorite of mine, I would love this to happen, being a longtime Chicagoan, Roger Ebert, the film critic, of course, of Siskel and Ebert back in the day. About 25 years ago, Roger Ebert went on a date with Oprah Winfrey, and he convinced her to go into syndication. It's a very interesting connection to Chicago luminaries. To see him up on that stage, especially with all of the problems he's going through now with the cancer that he's fighting, it'd be very fitting, especially from a Chicagoan's point of view, to see those two up there and just talk about their life together. So many people don't know about that.
Kind of bringing it full circle then, if he helped her launch.
Yeah.
This last show is, am I correct, it's supposed to be in September of...
2011.
You
don't have it circled on your calendar yet? I was joking earlier, the Mayans were only 1 year off. The world will end in 2011 now because Oprah won't be on TV. There'll be no reason to live anymore.
Okay, well, it will still be a year before the next presidential election. But am I crazy to think that Oprah, who kind of broke precedent here by coming out and stumping for president, now President Obama, you think she's going to go for that big of a get?
Oh, I think for sure. And I think Obama would be foolish to turn her down. She did so much for him, campaigning for him back in the election there, that that was my pick for the obvious choice to have both Barack Obama and Michelle Obama come out on the show, and they can all raise their hands together and help him get to the White House again. Some other people were saying maybe Sarah Palin once again will make an appearance because she might be running for president then. I don't think Oprah will have her on in 2011 like she had the other day. So,
well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Marcus Leshock is a feature reporter at WGN-TV and a blogger at Chicago Now. His blog is called The Leshock Value, and he joined us from Chicago. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that's our program for today. I'm Jennifer Ludden, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.